Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Today we are covering L.L. Bean, Incorporated versus Commissioner. The tax court decided this case in 1997. The First Circuit Court of Appeals confirmed it in 1998. This is an adverse case. L.L. Bean lost. And if you own a warehouse or a distribution facility, this case is one you should understand before your study begins. L.L. Bean operates a major distribution warehouse. The facility used a storage rack system that stood 50 feet tall. These were large industrial storage racks. You would expect to find them in a distribution center, holding boxes and inventory at multiple levels. But here's the thing that made this situation unusual. The rack system was not just holding inventory, it was anchor bolted to the floor, and it supported the roof, and it supported three of the building's walls. Without the racks in place, the building envelope would not be standing. L.L. Bean argued that the racks were personal property, equipment, 5 or 7 year depreciation. The company pointed out that the racks were bolted in, not permanently cemented, that they were a specific type of industrial asset, that they served the distribution function, not the building function. The tax court looked at the whole picture. The racks did two jobs at once. They held inventory, and they held up the building. The court called this a rack-supported building design. When something serves both an equipment function and a structural function, courts look at which role is more fundamental. Here, the answer was clear. The racks were the structure. Remove them, and the roof and walls would need to be replaced or rebuilt along with them. That made the racks a structural component of an inherently permanent structure. Section 1250, real property, slow depreciation. The roof and wall panels, the mezzanine, the HVAC system, the sprinkler system, and the electrical system all stayed as real property too. L.L. Bean did not recover faster depreciation on any of these items. Now, what does this mean for warehouse and distribution center owners? It depends on your building design. If your warehouse has freestanding storage racks, the kind that sit on the floor under a separate roof structure, those racks do not carry the load of the building. They hold inventory. That is different from what L.L. Bean had. A standard freestanding rack in a conventional building is not the same situation this case describes. The problem in L.L. Bean was the integrated structural role. The racks and the building were one system. Pull out the racks and the building changes fundamentally. That is what the court focused on. For any property owner with a rack-supported building design, this case is a direct warning. The integrated structural racks will be very hard to classify as personal property. The IRS and the courts will look at what holds up the roof. If the answer is the racks, expect to defend that position carefully or not claim it at all. For most conventional warehouse and distribution facilities, L.L. Bean is a case to know rather than a case that blocks your study. Your racks are probably freestanding. Your roof is held up by conventional columns and beams. Your study will analyze the elements that genuinely qualify for reclassification based on their function, not their structural role. When your engineer walks your warehouse and tells you what qualifies and what does not, L.L. Bean is part of what they are thinking about. It is one of the cases that defines the boundary between equipment and structure. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your property, check the authority library in your report.